As I roll up to you, I'm gonna tell you, the legacy I leave will be greater than me.
That's right.
Once again, welcome to Watch for the Hook Wednesday with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneurs Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana Sun.
She slammed the damn glass.
I was drinking, my man. But it timed not right.
Hey, they're going to be like, ooh, they lit. They're going to like, they lit, lit. She done slammed the glass down.
Didn't mean to do that. Come on, let's get to it.
So, as we say, welcome to the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Me and Miss Parker finna fly in this some bitch and crack. We finna talk about these folks that want to make you pay to play.
Don't get me started with that. I don't know. Is it better to pay to play or wait for someone to steal from you? Which one?
It just all depends. If you don't get shit on stage, you can pay to play.
That's what I was going to say. Either way, if it doesn't, the pendulum doesn't really swing your way, then technically they done stole from you.
Yeah. So, what me and Ms. Parker's talking about is now how damn near every social media site now.
Yep. Everyone.
If you want to get some progress moving, you got to pay.
Yeah. Because that's kind of the consensus amongst a few of the groups that we're in.
Yeah.
You know, because we all about some networking.
Yeah. A lot of people, small business owners, independent podcasters. Shout out to the Black Podcast Association group over there, founded by Corey Gums and that group, man. Yeah. You know, that's a great group, one of the groups we're a part of. And we're having discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Independent podcasters, which we are part of.
We are.
Also, small business owners, but also husband, wife, father, daughter,
yeah,
mommy, daddy,
yeah,
Uber drivers. What the hell, we do all that
thing. Everything.
Yeah, so we all that in a bag of chips. We've gotten to the point that we have now started being able to pay attention. The needle isn't moving as much.
And that's the consensus among the groups.
It's across the board.
Yeah.
People are now noticing they're getting less interactions because if you're not paying for ads on these social media sites, you're not spinning the needle.
No, you're not.
You're not moving the needle.
But a lot of people, you know, you always have your devil's advocate type people. And they may say, well, for all 2 billion of you that are saying the needle isn't moving, maybe no one's, they're no longer interested. Maybe you're no longer interesting. Maybe you're not getting the traction you were once getting. They'll spin it and say that. Like, it's not them, it's you.
And that's true.
That's always an option.
Yeah.
Explore, yeah.
Because people fall in and out of everything.
Absolutely.
That's in and out of social media, in and out of whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
People fall in and out.
But so, when you see it across the board,
exactly.
So equally distributed and or stratified, okay?
Yes.
When you start to look at the analytics and you see the stratifications and the distribution being shown equally across the board, across multiple races, across multiple, you know, ethnicities, across languages, okay?
Yeah.
Race, ethnicity, language, REL, right? And you're looking at numbers, and everybody's coming back saying the same thing. Surely. Everybody ain't got tired of everybody at the same damn time.
Nah. Those platforms got tired of your ass not paying.
Right.
That's all that is.
This is them trying to force you.
Yes.
They're trying to move. I wouldn't even say force them. They're gently guiding you towards how do I get the traction back? Because immediately, as an individual who's looking at these numbers, you're going to now try to align those numbers, those drops, those spikes, those dips to the topics you were talking about, to the times of the year that the topics were released, to the individuals you had on those episodes or whatever, you know, to maybe the graphic designer you use, the color patterns you use, the season. Any of that, you're going to now try to find this correlation. You're going to spin your wheels trying to find those correlations. In actuality, they're probably just trying to gently guide you into pain.
Ms. Parker sound like my missus. What I thought was hits. It's coming soon. I don't kill them with this one, but damn it, they still alive. It's coming to watchforthehook.com. Y'all just hang on real quick. But Ms. Parker is right. What they've done is they have now reeled all of us in.
Yeah.
They have fooled with our vanity. One of my favorite movies of all time was The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
And at the end, Al Pacino said, vanity, man's greatest sin.
Yeah.
Well, human beings love to be liked.
Because I like to look at myself in the mirror.
Pretty girl. Sexy green eyed ass. This motherfucker sexy. I love him. But that's true.
Yeah.
The vanity is what a lot of people talk about for social media. The vanity of us being podcasters is that we love to see the download number go up.
You do. You do. You have him for life.
That's the vanity of that. The vanity of us being small business apparel owners, we love to see people buy a product.
And we like to see you even more wearing it.
That's vanity.
And sharing it.
And then when we're posting and doing these things, you'll get this thing that comes up behind you, say, boost.
Yeah.
This last post by Ang such and such.
Yeah.
That's appealing to your vanity.
It is.
That is pay to play.
It is.
And if you don't pay to play.
$5, $10, $15.
They're like, oh, you can go from 100 people to 600 people that may see this. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, you are being technically friended or liked or viewed by supposedly 5,000 people. So do the 5,000 people not get that up front?
Or is this new 600 now put in front of a different audience based on algorithm and the trajectory of the algorithm? So what tweaks are they making behind the scene that's going to ensure that you get to 600 new people?
You ain't getting in 600 regular people because you ain't giving no money.
You're not playing your part.
Yeah. You're not even putting you on 5,000 people.
A big thing with businesses for us, especially, is customer acquisition. Customer acquisition equates to a new customer. Or really, it could be a new customer. It could also be a returning customer.
Customer acquisition and return to customer. Those are the two biggest parts.
We need them.
And we're going to keep it a buck. We've had our quote unquote old faithfuls from the jump.
Yeah.
They've been around since 2020.
Yeah.
They stayed around. The issue is, have we garnered those other people, the newer customers?
That's hard.
Yes.
That's hard. That's the 600 people that their boost is supposed to get you in front of.
And then if you don't pay it, then you don't get in front of it.
You don't. Because that boost is going to be based off of the trending patterns that you have tied to your you know, X amount of posts within X time frame. So the boost should kind of lead and guide you.
Yep. It's like, even for us, what we learned from the numbers, we appeal to people that are in our age range. Mm-hmm. And then we put out designs to go after the younger market.
Yeah.
And then sometimes those work.
Yeah.
Not a younger market just for that design.
Yeah.
And then after we had other designs, that younger market didn't come back.
Right.
And so you're looking at it like, how do you figure that out? It goes into the fact that you just have to figure out, who actually deals with you.
Yeah, who are you designing for?
Exactly. And sometimes you think you're designing for a young crowd. So we've already had a discussion about no, younger crowd has more disposable
They
income.
do. They'll throw that shit away in the mirror.
And they'll buy whatever appeals to them.
Yeah.
And
Oh, the bubble flip flop.
sometimes you're like, how do you keep them? And that's where the pay to play comes in. Sometimes that pay to play, they may go target
Yeah,
that
exactly.
younger crowd. But if that younger crowd is already supposedly in your scope,
Yeah.
how do you still have to pay to play? These social media entities have now basically are been copied. They saw what one person, one site did. They said, oh, we got them.
Right.
Everybody self-checkout. All you motherfuckers is on self-checkout.
Scan your own shit.
Yeah. Oh, y'all want some? Self-checkout right there.
Yeah. I do. I'm okay with scanning my own items as long as it's not a lot of items. But when I have a whole basket full, then I'm gonna need your checker to check this out.
And ain't a checker to be found on
Nope.
social media.
Nope.
Ain't a checker to be found.
Not a single one.
Everything is self-checkout. We've even looked at it like, you have to have sometimes think about it, have to have a real advertising budget. And real advertising costs thousands upon thousands of dollars.
But what's even worse is trying to find the advertiser that understands you as the advertisee and is able to present you in the proper light so that you can reap those benefits.
Not somebody just trying to take your money.
Right. We've experienced that. One day I'm gonna see that individual.
Are you proud of that?
Butterfly, you can't miss that butterfly collar.
I can't miss that big button ass head either,
Nope.
motherfucker.
Nope.
And so when you think about that pay to play aspect, some social media sites have damn near outpriced
Yep.
small businesses.
Can't do. You need a small business loan to
Yeah.
do the marketing. And it's like, what? I mean, you gotta cross your fingers and hope that A, they understand you, and that B, they're able to market you appropriately and effectively so that C, you can have that customer acquisition so that D, you have an ROI.
Check this out. We get inundated with emails. Let us give us a quick call. You know how to market watch for the hook. Oh, for $500 a month, we will have you in front of the right audience. So let's just do this real quick math. $500. Let's go 6 months. That's $3,000.
And I ain't made neon dime back.
That's $3,000 up top. So a lot of people are like, that ain't shit. It is.
Once you do it a couple of times and it doesn't work, and it's not necessarily you and your product, it's probably more of the marketer and their thieving ass tactics, or just the inability to the fact that they lack the experience of marketing in that area is so much.
Yeah, because now I understand this is not a get rich quick scheme. You
No.
put $3,000 in the marketing.
Yeah.
That is $3,000 that you in your mind knows that's gone.
Yeah.
That possibly one right there is not gonna come back.
And that's what I was going to say. There's no guarantee that it's coming back, at least not in that capacity.
So let's just say, ski a little quick example. You paying to play $3,000 May 1, 2024. $3,000 gone, not including what you spent for product,
Yep.
for production. You could possibly, in actuality, be out of 10 grand
Yeah.
by May 1.
Easy.
June 1, keep it a book, that's 30 days. That's a lifetime in the business. June 1, you sold two products. You're like, fuck did I just do?
This two products at $40 each is $80 minus the $3,000 you put out in the marketing. Because remember, that leaves $2,920, right? Negative.
Not okay. Including what you spent the product.
We call that delta. Okay. $2,920 delta. Okay. That's that negative component. But you still have to like keep in mind the disclaimer that 9 times out of 10 will be used is the engine has to learn. The algorithm has to learn. So the longer it runs, the more it learns, the more precise it becomes. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
So the learning process for the algorithm is a minimum 6 months.
Yeah.
So if you paid, let's say this person, this company was lucky. They paid $3,000 of marketing for 3 months.
Right.
So they were lucky. That means they paid for May, June, and July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. $3,000. All right. People come back to them August 1.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, numbers are looking good.
Right.
On their end.
Yeah, yeah. That means more people are viewing. People are viewing longer. People are actually clicking. People are staying within the click longer. People are clicking and going to the site. People are perusing the site. You can see all of this.
They're saying, hey, we gave y'all a deal.
Yeah.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Yeah.
We want to keep y'all on 3 more months. It's now $4,500.
And you have now recouped that $3K you spent.
Now remember.
But they say your algorithm has gotten smarter.
But now this is where pay to play comes into effect.
Yeah.
You are now in it because this is your business owner.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in it for the long haul. But now you're like,
how much longer can I sustain this?
$4,500 plus $3,000, $7,500 for 6 months of advertising.
Mm-hmm. You have not, in no shape, form, or fashion, recouped anything near $7,500. However, the algorithm has gotten smarter with its targeting. So it knows who to go after better now. And quicker now. So instead of getting that one person within the first 25 clicks or people that are viewing it, it's capturing that person within the first 10. How that translates to dollars?
Maybe it does. Maybe it don't.
Exactly. Crickets.
Click, what's it? What's it? Click per through rate?
Yeah.
CP. Click for whatever.
It's one of them. Click through rate.
Yeah, CTRs. Click through rate. Their click through rate is one of the things that they'll throw in your face real.
Watch it. Look at that. Watch it. You be like, oh, shit.
They're basically like, oh, man, look, people are tuning in. Mm-hmm. People are timing in. People are going to your site.
We're like, that's wonderful. Don't see nobody in the car and checking out.
Check your conversion rate.
Yeah.
If your conversion rate says zero.
She still ain't working.
Man, that's a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We giving y'all some game. Y'all ain't understand. We giving y'all inside a trader tip.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have no idea. They fooling all of us. Betraying them to us, but the pay to play.
Right.
Me and Miss Parker could get a million hits if me and her did some dumb shit.
Right. If we were like fighting on the yard.
Yeah.
On the
lawn, well, if we just went at each other on the microphone.
Yeah.
Some but because like we're not in that algorithm space.
That ain't what I'm here for.
We're not really to pay to play that way.
I'm not.
We keep coming, y'all, giving y'all the realness behind the scenes.
That's what I'm here for. It needs to be beneficial to you.
Yeah. And the beneficial part to you is, you're going to have to pay to make it.
You are.
But you're going to have to decide what's your price.
And how long can you pay that?
Sustainability.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Sustainability goes for different ways. Like a lot of times they talk about like now we're in environmental sustainability and can you help save us and do all this. The biggest sustainability for a company is can I keep my damn doors open?
That helps. That helps.
Who works for me? Can I keep them working for me?
That's always nice.
That's sustainability.
Yeah.
Sustainability is how much I got left in the, not the gas tank, but the money bank.
Yeah, how much can I keep putting out here?
I mean, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
The Titanic didn't sink because it hit an iceberg. It sank because the water came in.
And it held it down. It like weighed it down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's compound effects to all this stuff. Businesses that are for profit have to do what? Make money.
Mm-hmm.
But what they say, to make money, you got to what?
Spend money. Spend it. If you don't have it to spend, you can't pay to play. If you can't pay to play, you really were never in the fucking game to begin with. You was a bystander.
And the game ain't fair.
Nope. You was a whole bystander.
You treat you bad out here in them streets.
Got you looking bad. Got you out here singing your shoulda, coulda, woulda.
They try and get you to the private party.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't got the money to pay at the door.
That's funny. It's absolutely funny.
I keep it a buck for Ms. Parker.
Yeah.
As we wrap up Pay to Play, how can people not be taken advantage of when it comes to that carrot that's dangling in front of the mule's mouth, which is that vanity?
I think, honestly, it's okay to be vain, but you have to be real with yourself. If they want you to pay to play for 3 months and you can only really cover, 6 weeks out of 12, you need to put that out there. You need to let them know we have to take the budget down. We've got to try to get as focused and as streamlined as possible. You may even need to go do your own research on the side to be able to bring some instances to them where you can have them understand, bypass this exit, bypass that exit, and go on and get, I'm going to need you to get to the source quicker. Like, you have to be okay with expressing you can't play that long and you can't pay that much. So at that point, your vanity decreases. Nobody wants to look at failure in the mirror. And if you're sitting up here talking to people and you can't meet their expectations, then you start to feel like a failure. And when you start to feel like a failure, you ain't looking at yourself in the mirror. So be truthful.
You heard she said, do your research. Know your budget.
Yeah.
And get your mind right. We'll catch y'all next time.